ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hey, Jules and Jez here. Join us as we unpack the news of the week on Not Stupid.
Greenland is depicted the same size as Africa, but Africa is 14 times the size.
A lot bigger than the Mercator map shows.
And I wonder if Donald Trump knows that Greenland is not that big.
You can find Not Stupid on the ABC Listen app. We know he loves McDonald's, but who knew Donald Trump was so passionate about milk? Whole milk, to be precise. Well, it's become an obsession for the US president and his health secretary, RFK Jr., who thinks everyone should be drinking it. So, what are they on about? Today, Yasmin Tiag from The Atlantic on milk and why the Trump administration has turned the food pyramid on its head. I'm Sam Hawley on Gadigal land in Sydney. This is ABC News Daily. Yasmin, whole milk, it's having a moment in US politics.
It's whole milk, and it's whole with a W for those of you that have a problem. Most of the media will get that.
Everyone from Donald Trump to the former housing secretary, Ben Carson, have been, well, spruiking it.
Three cheers for whole milk.
Good stuff.
Dr. Ben Carson, my friend for a long time. He still looks good. That's because he drinks a lot of milk.
Yes, the U.S. Department of Agriculture X feed is chock full of images of our officials with milk mustaches touting whole milk.
President Donald J. Trump is bringing whole milk to schools all across America.
The milk mustache is back.
The milk mustache is back.
The milk mustache is back.
And in addition to those photos, there are also a few AI-generated images. There's one in particular of President Trump as an old-fashioned milkman carrying glass milk bottles in those wire baskets, touting the return of whole milk. It's pretty strange to see online.
It sure is. Mind you, I do miss the glass milk delivery, that's for sure.
I would be happy if someone brought it to my house, but
yeah, although maybe not Donald Trump.
Oh, no.
All right, so there's this newfound love for whole milk. Now, just to put this into some context, first of all, back in 2012, Barack Obama, he actually brought in a law to limit milk options in schools to low or no fat. Just tell me about that and why he did it.
Yeah, that was part of the push during the Obama administration to make the American public healthier, and the belief then, and this was codified in the guidelines, the dietary guidelines at the time, was to limit our intake of saturated fat. And that eventually extended to the school lunch program, which provides milk to all the kids in America.
At a very basic level, this act is about doing what's right for our children. Right now, across the country, too many kids don't have access to school meals. And often the food that's being offered isn't as healthy or as nutritious as it should be. That's part of the reason why one in three children in America today are either overweight or obese.
And we're seeing it made a lot of dairy farmers unhappy. There's been research suggesting that kids have been drinking less milk since that change. And the argument of the dairy industry is that low-fat and skim milk don't taste as good, so kids don't want to drink it. And so they really want whole milk back in schools.
Okay, yes, because whole milk contains, just for reference here for people, around 3.25% fat, and the low-fat version, it's around 2%, so substantially different. Now, the president has brought in a new law, Donald Trump, to make sure that school kids can now get the full fat option again.
Yes, the act is called the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act, and it's allowing whole milk to be served in schools again.
Which is a very important thing for our farmers, and I think maybe more important for our people, the people that drink milk. It will ensure that millions of school-aged children have access to high-quality milk as we make America healthy again.
It's being celebrated as a huge win for American pediatric public health. Mm-hmm. And the signing of that bill came roughly a week after the new dietary guidelines were released. Mm-hmm. And one of the big changes in that from previous versions was that they now recommend people have 3 servings of full-fat dairy every day, whereas before it was recommended that people have low-fat dairy.
All right, well, let's come to the dietary guidelines in a moment in more detail. But the president's health secretary, RFK Jr., who is really driving this whole milk push, he says he wants to make America healthy again, and that removing whole milk from schools actually increased obesity.
When schools limit milk choices, the kids do not move to healthier substitutes. They move to caffeinated drinks, to sugar drinks, and to sweetened beverages with little or no nutritional value.
And that is, you know, a few studies do suggest that, but all of the researchers I've spoken to about this say that's like, it's a small part of the conversation. It's not as if all kids are turning to soft drinks and other, you know, unhealthy snacks just because they're drinking skim milk. There's a much bigger issue at play.
And what does the science tell us then about milk? Because Trump and Kennedy say this new rule is a win for the health of all Americans, but what does the science tell us? I mean, most of us drink milk, so it's an interesting discussion to have.
Yeah, and you know, it's an interesting time in that field right now because there is a debate ongoing among academics and researchers about whether whole fat dairy is worse for you than low fat. The overarching guidance for the past, you know, couple decades has been that generally saturated fat is not great for your health because it can lead to cardiovascular disease, cancer, and so on. And so you should try to limit it. And most researchers still think that's true. But there is a growing school of thought that suggests that full-fat dairy isn't as bad as we once thought, and that it doesn't really drive as many illnesses as we once thought. And I'll specify that's specifically for whole dairy, not, you know, full-fat everything else.
Interesting, because this has been debated for a very long time, hasn't it, including here in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Americans have been arguing, as you, I think, note, for about 150 years about about milk and what sort of milk we should be drinking.
It's a very touchy subject.
It really is, and not to mention that the dairy industry in America and elsewhere is pretty big and powerful, as I understand it.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's no hard evidence of this, but a lot of researchers I've spoken to believe that the emphasis on whole milk is being done to serve the dairy industry, which, like I said, you know, really wants whole milk back in schools because it tastes better. And this is an interesting allegation given that RFK Jr. has made so much of his administration about cutting out corporate influence from our food guidelines.
All right, well, Yasmin, let's now have a look more broadly at these new food guidelines that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the health secretary, has brought in. He's all in on whole foods, so not just whole milk, it's sort of whole everything. And this month, he entirely flipped the food pyramid. So that's that image that guides nutrition. Like, we have one here too, where the food at the top of the pyramid, you should eat the least of. But he kind of flipped it upside down. Just tell me, what's he up to?
Yes. To call it a pyramid now would be inaccurate, because it's a triangle and the widest part is at the top.
A new framework centers on protein and healthy fats, vegetables, fruits, and whole grains. And you can see the food pyramid here. It's upside down, a lot of you will say. But it was actually upside down before, and we just righted it.
And, you know, whereas before the old food pyramid, the foods we were told to eat the most of were grains. And at the top were meat and dairy and fats. But that has been flipped on its head. And now the foods we're supposed to be eating the most of are protein, healthy fats, and dairy, as well as vegetables and fruits. And on the bottom are grains. So it's completely upside down.
Yes. So things like whole grains and bananas, things like that, they're down the bottom, which is used to be the top. Anyway, so you're meant to eat less of those. And then things like cheese and meat and chicken, they're all up the top. Kennedy, he's all in on saturated fat.
Yes. And, you know, this is partially tied to the argument that whole foods are better, but it's also tied to this mostly unsubstantiated belief that saturated fats aren't bad for you. RFK Jr. has broadly argued that the demonization of saturated fats in the diet has been a campaign driven by the processed food industry to get us away from eating those whole foods like milk and dairy and beef and, you know, butter, and more toward processed foods that are very rich in grains. There's not a ton of evidence for this, and there is a ton of evidence to show that eating the whole foods that are rich in saturated fats does lead to a lot of negative health outcomes.
But he does say that we should really just eat real food. There is an argument for that, isn't there?
Yeah, I think there absolutely is. And, you know, to be fair, a lot of the medical associations here in America have endorsed the food guidelines as, you know, generally healthy and good for people. And the emphasis on whole foods is something I think most, you know, health professionals would agree with. But I think the nuance there has to be, which whole foods are you eating? You know, you could count meat and beef tallow and butter as whole foods, but you could also count beans and pulses and soybeans as whole foods.
Right. Well, Yasmin, while I'm sure Trump and Kennedy do want a healthy America, there is a question always, I suppose, of why now and what are they up to? We do know Trump, of course, he does love McDonald's. Anyway, I mean, can food and milk, for that matter, be used as a political tool?
I think so. And, you know, the reason that it's been such a touchy subject is because it's such an important symbol to America, at least. You know, people have come to associate milk with this very pastoral image of, you know, with cows grazing in clean pastures, you know, a simpler time, a better time. And the Make America Great Again movement, the Make America Healthy Again movement, both center on this idea that America could be restored to its full glory if it could just go back in time to some undefined moment when things were simple and great and they hadn't yet been touched by modernity. And so what I argue in my recent article about whole milk is that the Trump administration is using this emphasis on whole milk, which I should add, you know, has also really celebrated the dairy farmers who produce it. They've held up whole milk as a symbol of what America could be. And this, you know, does come with some problems because milk has been used by some extremist groups as like a racist symbol. This idea being that milk is what like real men, like white Americans drink, and anybody on the left anyone of different ethnicity, broadly the woke population, drinks alternative or low-fat milks.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've seen in recent years some white supremacist groups using milk as the symbol.
Yeah, right. So this push for real food, for whole milk, it resonates with MAGA. So it's a great message for Trump's base.
I think so. Taken together, it does not seem to only be about health. And it does seem to be about pushing this vision of America, and I would say a very like masculine white America, as the goal for the country going forward.
Yasmin Tiag is a staff writer at The Atlantic. This episode was produced by Sydney Peed and Cinnamon Nippard. Audio production by Sam Dunn. Our supervising producer is David Cody. I'm Sam Hawley. ABC News Daily will be back again on Monday. Thanks for listening.